what were your thoughts when you were there at the press conference? Tell us what your thoughts were during that press conference and with the news itself.
Well, I mean, I've covered Leeds United now. I mean, I've been a fan all my life, Darren, as you know, and I've sort of covered this club in an official capacity for about 9 years. And it has become not the norm to have days like that, but it's become an uncomfortable regular experience to have days like this where the club shoots itself in the foot. Now, yesterday, as you say, it started off great. I mean, you know, the fans group, they launched their scheme to get fans on board to raise the money to buy a stake in Leeds United. And if ever they needed an advert for what they're going to do, then yesterday was probably it. I don't think... Some said it detracted from what they did in the morning. I don't think it did. I think it was a fantastic advert for why there needs to be some fan representation involved at Leeds United in some capacity. So the day unfolded as we were told that the press conference had been cancelled. There'd been no reason why. Neil Redfern had cancelled the press conference, and then word started to filter through that Steve Thompson had been effectively fired. I mean, he's suspended, and his contract isn't going to be renewed at the end of the season, so he's been fired. But it's not a phrase that football clubs use now. So we kind of heard that, so we knew all was not right. We were still sort of informed that Neil Redfern wouldn't be doing a press conference. And then we got a late call saying, yeah, get yourself up to Thorpe Park because he does want to speak. And I think he wanted to speak because I think he wanted to make it clear that Steve Thompson, as far as he's concerned, hasn't done anything wrong. And I think if nothing had been said, it would have been this idea that, oh, maybe Steve Thompson has done something. Now, I don't know whether he has or he hasn't, but there's no evidence to suggest that he has. And I think Neil Redfern coming out and talking yesterday in the press conference about the fact that he had no idea what it could be and, you know, the team are obviously being successful. You know, he said that it's very rare when somebody's successful that they get sacked. He said if you want to deflate something, you start taking things away from the team. Who that is exactly aimed at, I don't know, but you would assume somewhere in the club's hierarchy. It reminded me of many of the sort of later Brian McDermott press conferences at Thorpe Arch towards the back end of last year, where he was answering questions he didn't know the answer to. He shouldn't have been the one answering some of the questions, but he is. And I felt really sorry for him. And fair play to Neil Redfern for fronting up and doing that yesterday because he didn't need to. You know, it wasn't something that he had to do, but I think he felt a duty to do it, you know, not only for himself, the club, but also for Steve Thompson, who is a long acquaintance and a very good friend of his.
In terms of the Thompson situation, was it a case then that it was basically for you a bolt out of the blue that this suspension had taken place? And do you feel that Thompson never really was Chelino's man?
Well, it took a long time to get him in. It took him too long because Huddersfield were quite happy to let him go. Neil Redfern wanted him straight away. And I think it took 2 months to get into the club. That's not right. You know, that should, you know, a deal like that shouldn't be that complicated. It shouldn't take that long. Since he's arrived, the form has improved massively. I don't think it's all down to him. I think there are many things. The stars aligned really for Leeds in terms of Massimo Cellino's suspension, saw Bamber arriving, changing formation, Steve Thompson. He's rejuvenated players in the squad. He's done fantastic work. And anyone who knows Steve Thompson, I've got to know him a bit over the last few months. You know, he's incredibly enthusiastic. He's very passionate. And he's a winner. You know, and he wants to be successful. And he did with Neil Redfern what he felt was right to make the team successful. And nobody can dispute the results. And the facts are very, very clear. And I won't bore you with all the statistics of this year and the turnaround. But it's incredible. Leeds have been on automatic promotion form, 2 points a game pretty much this year. So he'd been doing great. So I find it very strange that the club would make a decision to get rid of somebody who is so important in what is being a very successful situation. Now, has it come out of the blue? Yeah, it has. I wouldn't have thought Steve Thompson would have been fired at this stage of the season. No, I wouldn't. Does it surprise me that it happened? No. Because I don't think anybody who knows anything about Massimo Cellino and the way he's run football clubs would think that anything different was going to play out this year. And I think anybody who thought that Massimo Cellino was going to change his ways are sadly mistaken. I never saw that as being the case. And the fact that there was uncertainty over Neil Redfern, Steve Thompson, some of the young players' contracts, only highlighted that point. So it's a bit of a strange one. I'm surprised about the timing, but am I absolutely stunned that this has happened? No, because the history is there. There's 20-plus years of Massimo Cellino running a football club, and this is what he has done. Now, the only interesting thing with this, of course, is that Massimo Cellino is banned. He's not allowed to influence football decisions. So who made this decision to get rid of Steve Thompson? There are a lot of questions that I don't think will be answered that need answering.
It's interesting as well, because, I mean, obviously, everyone's going to question Neil Redfern's future now, and he must be feeling that, am I right here? He loves the club. He would obviously love to stay, but he's got to be questioning his own future. The contract talks, we've been talking about that for a number of weeks. And, do you envisage the first day of next season that Neil Redfern's in charge of Leeds United?
I hope so, Darren. I sincerely hope that he is. At this stage, I think it's been made very, very, very difficult for him to continue. Now, I think Steve Thompson has said to him, don't you go anywhere, because he was asked yesterday, did you think about leaving? Have you thought about walking out as well? Sort of as a show of solidarity. But I think Steve Thompson has said, no, you stick at it. You stay and do the job you're doing. But, it's the first time Neil Redfern has hinted that his decision might not be a simple one, an easy yes with regard to his future at the club. And that is a major warning sign for all Leeds United fans, because he's been the glue keeping everything together. So with regard to, you never know what's going to happen, Darren. I've got no idea what could happen at this club over the next few months. There could be a takeover. Somebody else could come in. They might, give Neil Redfern a 5-year contract. They might have their own manager and their own decisions to make in terms of who they bring in. But it's been a while since we've had somebody who has been this successful, and it's a no-brainer decision to make sure he's tied down and his staff. It's not like he's got a team of 15 staff. He's got Steve Thompson. There are other coaches and people that have been at the club a while, but it's those two. So it's a no-brainer of a decision, and I'm just flabbergasted that this has happened. I think with regard to maybe Brian McDermott or other managers previously, there's a debate about whether they were good or not. But there's no doubt Neil Redfern's deserved the opportunity to take the club forward and sign the players. But the big question now is, like I say, who's made this decision? Why have they made this decision? The LMA released a statement. I think they made some comments to the newspaper last night saying that Steve Thompson had been told he'd underperformed. Well, do you try and find me an area he's underperformed in? Because I don't know. I can't see it from what I can view with results. So I really hope Neil Redfern's there, Darren, but I think this has made his position incredibly tough. And only for me, a change of tact from the hierarchy at the club and a public backing of Neil Redfern will change things. If not, Neil Redfern's stock is very high. He will be a wanted man, him and Steve Thompson. There will be a queue of clubs ready to take his services when they need somebody, and they'll be eyeing up Neil Redfern. So he's going to have options. And unfortunately, it looks at this stage like Leeds are going to let him slip through their fingers.
It's interesting as well. You see that you take the temperature of Leeds fans, and a lot are saying that they're not happy, obviously, with the hierarchy there at the moment with Chile. And that's understandable with what's been happening in the last sort of 24 hours. But I suppose when we talked to Emmanuel Giulianelli in the last hour, the one thing he did say is, well, with Chilino and Nicola Salerno effectively, as you say, sacking Steve Thompson, the one thing it does show is that they are going to be around for next season. They're not looking to sell the club. They want to be doing their own things over the course of this season and next season. So I suppose it sort of confirms that Chilino is not going to be hightailing it back to Italy.
I don't know if that's the case, Darren. I mean, I don't necessarily agree with that theory. And I think all they are with Massimo Chilino are theories. Because the guy, the owner of Leeds United has admitted himself, he goes to bed with one idea and he wakes up with a completely different one. So I don't know anybody who can second guess him. I'm not going to try and second guess what he's going to do, whether he's definitely going to be here next year, whether he's going to sell up next week. I don't know. But I don't think you can take from this that Massimo Cellino is 100% going to be here just because he's, and again, I keep saying he's made the decision, but he's not allowed to. So who has done it? Massimo Cellino can't make the decision. He's banned at the moment until his ban is up in a few weeks. So I don't know who's made that call. And if there has been any influence from Massimo Cellino, then it's something for the Football League to probably deal with. But, he has more court cases pending. And I think the general idea is that if he is found guilty of more tax evasion, then the Football League can slap another ban on him. It's going to make him. It's going to make it so difficult for him to run Leeds United how I believe he wants to run it. Then are you telling me that, or is someone suggest that if an offer came his way to get him out of Leeds United, would he take it? I don't think, I personally, this is only my personal viewpoint, I don't know, but I don't think Massimo Cellino is looking to sell. But I think if somebody offered him the option, you know, or a way out, I think he might take it, because I think he might think this is far more trouble than it's worth. And I don't think he's, I don't know if he's enjoyed, I don't see how he can have enjoyed the last 6-7 months, because he's not been able to be hands-on as he likes to run his football club. So I don't subscribe to the theory that this decision means the ownership isn't changing. I'm not saying it is, but I don't know how, with Massimo Cellino, anybody can suggest one thing or the other, because look at the U-turns, the 360s, every single thing that's happened already in the last 12 months. It's been like, you know, it's changed, the story's changed, things have changed all the time. That I don't think we can ever get a real steer on what he's thinking. And I think that's a real problem for Leeds fans at the moment, trying to understand what's going through the mindset of the owners of the club.
It's certainly interesting. I tell you what, you'll be probably quite happy tomorrow to be commentating on actual football rather than off-the-field stuff, won't you?
Yeah, I mean, I think
Tom, you just sound so resigned. I love you, Tom. It's just like, yeah.
Well, the last 24 hours is not the stuffing out of me, because I think, you know, everything was going, or is going, so well on the pitch, and we've been desperate for that for 3 years or so. Let's get a bit of hope going, a bit of... And I think someone said that to me, so it's not all the despair around Leeds United that kills them. It is the hope. It's when we start to get a bit carried away, and then it all starts to crumble around us. So I think it's just difficult to, with everything that's gone on, to really sort of get too up for the football. I think it's going to be a strange atmosphere now. I think we're going to get an atmosphere very similar to the one after Black Friday last year, when Brian McDermott was sacked and then he was reinstated.
That was one of the
strangest 48 hours I've ever seen, and this is probably going to be similar to a point. I mean, it's not as crazy, you know, with Massimo Cellino's taxi being chased around Ellen Road and everything else that happened, but it's going to be strange. And I think the support for Steve Thompson and for Neil Redfern and the team is going to be loud and clear. I just hope that somebody hears it and understands it, and it's not dismissed, because, you know, the Leeds fans tomorrow, it should be a day, and it is going to be a day when the Leeds fans remember Kevin Spate and Christopher Loftus, who were murdered in Turkey 15 years ago following their team. And, you know, that was going to be one of the focuses of the day, really, the Leeds fans, you know, a minute silence and remembering them. And you've got that, and you've got the fans at the moment who have probably felt themselves like they've, you know, been taken down a peg or two. And it should be about remembering Kevin and Christopher, and it will be, but the side issue is going to be something unsavoury, which is a lot of disgruntled supporters coming to the ground. And I think we're in for a very strange last seven games of the season.